The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, folks, 17 December 2020. 7 days till Christmas. All I want for Christmas is DJ Trump under my Christmas tree. I was watching One American News this morning, and you all should be as well. I know. One thing you're going to notice is, they got the Christmas tree up, and they've got on the set, they've got the manger, display. And on the other side of the desk, they've got the hell is that thing with the candles there, Mike? Menorah? Yeah. So, hey. That's the only flaw so far I've found in One American News. They're like a bunch of other Christians that buy this Judeo-Christian stuff. I don't. I never have. But be that as it may, that's my opinion and that's my practice. It doesn't necessarily have to be yours. But people will find the more they dive into that little rabbit hole and go deeper, their opinions start to change. At any rate, be that as it may. One American News, and I'll dig this up, and I'm mentioning it because everybody else has called the election for Joe Biden. Yes, Fox News, big surprise. But also Breitbart, the guy that used to run Breitbart, he's dead now. And they have taken a new direction. Yeah, new direction. And also Newsmax. Anytime you take millions of dollars from Hillary Clinton, really? That doesn't come with strings attached? Newsmax is out there pumping the vaccine stuff just as Fox is, but One American News is not, okay? And they have declared that they're the only broadcast news network that has not jumped on the JoJo Biden choo-choo. Of which I commend them because they are correct. And there was a report that followed that as to what Trump is more likely to do, and it's exactly the way we called this, and I will play that clip as well as soon as I can locate it. But in the meantime, every once in a while, folks, I'm having this unusually 62-degree sunny skies, no wind, no chemtrails. And I have this strange piece today, and I've got no idea why. But you know what? I'm not going to question it too much. I'll accept it for what it is. But every once in a while, this guy on YouTube, and I don't know how he has lasted this long, Awaken with JP. What's that, Mike?
I don't know how he's making it either.
I don't either. I think the way he's getting away with this is this is tongue-in-cheek humor. It's obviously comedy, okay? Because it is pretty damn funny, especially, maybe not to libertards, but to conservatives, it's, well, it made me smile. At any rate, here's the clip. I think you'll let's start out the day with a different sort of attitude, and then we'll sour it as we go along in the program.
Hey, what's up, man?
Just got my COVID test results.
Oh, how'd you do?
Came back positive for gluten intolerance.
Oh, man, that's worse than COVID.
Way worse. A lot of people have it. I just wish the economy was open so we could close it down because of it.
Have you told your parents?
No way, man. I could never come out to them. They're so old-fashioned. They still eat bread. It's hard enough to tell them when I had COVID.
You had COVID? When?
Yesterday.
Are you still contagious?
No.
Oh, when'd you stop being contagious?
Tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to Portland tomorrow.
What are you doing up there?
Rioting and looting.
Nice. For what?
Oh, just the sport of it. You know, exercise.
Sounds peaceful.
Yeah, we're really taking a stand against people who take a stand.
Against people who take a stand for anything specific?
Yeah. Anything specific.
Sounds progressive.
AOC, baby. Ha ha ha.
With you there, man. If it's okay to call you that.
Hey, have you been following the election?
Very closely.
Do you think there was really voter fraud?
Oh, yeah.
What makes you so sure?
I committed a lot of it.
That sounds like a lot of honest votes for Biden.
Yeah, they were.
Hey, what do you think about the COVID vaccine coming out?
It's a miracle.
I know. And only 2 days after the Associated Press elected Biden into office.
I think we should credit all of it to Biden.
It's like he personally created it.
The man's a genius.
Are you going to get one?
Oh, yeah. Are you?
Only if it's not mandatory.
It'll be a vintage top shelf injection.
But is it tested yet?
About to be.
It'll be common courtesy to get one or seven of them.
Yeah, you're a leper if you don't get one. Hey, are you into tracking?
Oh, yeah. I love being tracked.
Are you microchipped?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of DIY microchipping. I didn't want to wait for the mandatory ones, so I just looked up some YouTube tutorials.
Nanotechnology?
Oh, no, no, no. It's actually a 3-inch floppy disk implanted in my lower back right underneath the skin. It's the best technology I could afford.
Nice.
Yeah, I call it my track stamp.
You must feel so safe.
Yeah, it's like I'm an infant, and my mom is always watching me on the baby monitor. But instead of my mom, it's the United States government. So it's even more safe.
You're so free.
Hey, what do you think about Biden's mask mandate idea?
I believe everything they tell him to say to me.
How long do you think he'll live, though?
Well, I hear we're supposed to have a very mild springtime next year. I don't know if he can make it through something like that, so...
So do you think the Biden administration will be good for our country?
Yes, but I think how he got elected will be even better for it.
Oh, what is that?
Just a hunch. Kamala Harris, though, right?
Oh, she loves when people are in prison.
She has pronouns in her Twitter bio.
So why wouldn't I believe everything she says?
Do you remember on April 2nd, 2019, when she said she believes the women who accused Biden of sexual misconduct?
I don't believe anything she says.
Me either.
But Trump has 26 allegations, and Biden only has 8. And 26 minus 8 is 18. Which technically means that Biden has negative 18 allegations, which means that Biden has saved 18 people's lives.
Where would women be without him?
Absolutely nowhere.
Have fun in Portland tomorrow.
Thanks, man, I will.
It's been great catching up with you, man.
Hey, is that bread?
Yeah, why?
I thought you just said you found out you were gluten intolerant.
Well, I am, but I always wear a mask when I eat it, so.
Not a big deal. Well, it's been real, bro. I'll give you a shout when I get back.
Oh, I'm not really doing the hands thing, just with everything that's.
Right, totally understandable. See you soon, man. Oh, what is that?
And you are canceled. Oh, hey there. Do you have a romantic relationship with blue light? Well, you shouldn't, because it might be doing you some harm. That's why I want to thank the sponsor of this video, Blue Blocks, my favorite evidence-based blue light blocking glasses. It's no secret that the blue light from your indoor lighting, computer, and devices at night interferes with your ability to get a good night of sleep and therefore wake up rested and rejuvenated the next day. So to avoid that, you could either live like a monk at night and not use your computer, devices, or phone and not have any fun at night, or you can just put on a pair of Blue Blocks glasses which protect...
All right, didn't know we slid right into a commercial. I was trying to look up that One America News piece. I have yet to find it. It was just out today. If we cannot capture it today, I will make sure I have it for tomorrow's program. And basically, it's what we've been talking about, is the Supreme Court of the United States, what the process is going to be, what Roger Landry laid out with the 30-20, 30 states, Republican states for Trump, 20 for Biden. This goes to the Congress. Each state has one vote. Which do you want? JoJo or DJ? Well, 75 million people. And these are the votes that... These are the people that voted for Trump that didn't end up in the city trash dump or getting burned in somebody's refuse barrel. This by any stretch of the imagination is not over. Now, it lends to the question, why? With all this, see, folks, this is why, and I hate to keep harping on this, but this is why it was so important for a news network to break from the pack, to show people the process, real, living, breathing individuals, witnesses, okay, that saw the crime. And I don't know in what aspect of this election there wasn't a crime committed, and up to and including treason, folks, which is pretty serious. You know, found guilty of treason, we pop your head off your shoulders. We either hang you or shoot you or whatever. And every network has rolled, save for two, the established Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been around for a number of years. I've been around for a lot of years. But we have not rolled. And we will not. If we think that we are correct based on all available information, then this becomes a little bit more than just an opinion. And see, this is what the Democrats have been playing in court. Well, that's just somebody's opinion. Well, no. If Fox News was really for fair and balanced, and yeah, we got to have an election, and you know, you'd run that stuff. You'd run the counterclaims that Joe Biden elect is going to be our president in January. Yeah. I think it's at least newsworthy, don't you? But see, this makes it easy for them just to slide right on through, not to be controversial, not to be picked as being, anti-whatever. We're just going to go along to get along. And we're going to talk about Trump as he's the past president. He's just the guy that's not yet left the White House. But JoJo's coming to town. Now, JoJo's been in town for how many years? 37? Or was it 47? I forget. Too many. Mister, I have done nothing but fatten my bottom line with doing pretty much next to nothing while still looking somewhat official. Not an easy trick in the political world, by the way. You've got to maintain relevancy. But again, there's that damn thing called perceptions. I just keep going back to that. But at any rate, all right. Somebody had sent me, and I really do appreciate somebody taking the time to contact me and air their grievance or complaint. And I understand, yeah, people have issue with sometimes what's talked about on this network. They may not be comfortable with it, and they'll let their opinion be known, and that's fine. You know, free speech and all that, First Amendment, entitled to your opinion. But this one strikes at, well, what is being said on the air sometimes, and then people's propensity for, well, okay, I got an issue with this one certain thing, and you know, I, because I'm not feeling satisfied or I'm feeling agitated or whatever, that you just want to pick up your bat and ball and go home. Now, there are remedies to that, none of which I like. I do not tell the host on this network what to say, how to say it, what you can say, what you can't say. They have free rein and autonomy, as it should be. And sometimes I've heard things go on other shows that I just, it makes me wince a little bit and scratch my head. But you see, folks, this is up to the individual discretion of the host and their ability to handle situations. Now, I guess, when was this, Mike? A couple of weeks ago, a couple of liberals were having at it on Mike Rivero's show. Am I correct in that? There was a lot of callers calling in that they should have been, I don't know, out there licking Joe Biden's feet or something. I don't know. But they weren't really interested in what this network is and what we're explaining to people. And they just want to be contrarians. And you know what? That's your right to do so. But I'm gonna play you a clip here. You know, a gentleman, and I'm not bashing the guy, but he took the time to leave me a voicemail and talking about, you know, I want to keep listening to RBN, but my God, this is going on, and I just might have to move on. Well, okay, you can do that, but keep moving, and when you look back, we may not be there for you. You understand where I'm going with this? That in your search for perfection, you're going to be a very disappointed man because we're imperfect people. We do imperfect things. We don't always do the exact thing that people would deem to be correct in their world. In other words, what I'm saying, take the bulk of what this network is and what it's promoting, what it's reporting on, and you can take issue with this, that, or the other. But on the whole, it's a hell of a lot better than listening to Fox News now, ain't it? All right, here's the clip. And the guy was nice, and he was polite and respectful. But I just wanted to point this out. Because we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. And this kind of thing, it's not helpful for the network. It's not helpful for the individual. And I have taken steps on my own program that I've had either confused or just contrarian. There are people, you know, not necessarily with a political ideology, that are just built to be contrarians. I could see no other way to explain it. At any rate, here's the gentleman's call.
John, I really love the network and everything, but I feel you have some troll callers that call in every show saying the same thing, trying to take over the shows. It gets very annoying. I really want to hear the shows and the other callers. Tom in Utah drives me nuts with this vegetarian thing. Why in the world would Jesus feed 5,000 and then 4,000 with fish and the disciples after he returned and himself? I don't understand, Tom. Why would Jesus do that to all those people and himself? Sorry, John, but I just heard him again. It's like I want to keep listening to RBN, but these callers, these repeat callers that are about to run me off. I appreciate everything you do and everyone else, and I think this is a great source of information. I hope it can stay that way and y'all can control these. You know what I'm talking about. All right. Appreciate you a lot. Thanks.
All right. Control? That sounds kind of yuck to me. A little bit more on this on the other side. Nice enough fella. But consider all of what you hear on this network. These are just little side distractions. We'll be back in 3. Must come down.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. Well, the magic's from
Alrighty, we are back. Alright, a little bit hard news here. Now, we've been told a lot of things about the coronavirus. Notice they're not even bothering to call it coronavirus anymore. It's COVID-19. Yeah, we get it. And a lot of the information of what these various agencies, CDC, World Health Organization, so on and so forth, you got to do a little bit of digging to find their working synopsis. Okay, what they really are about and what they're really planning for. Now, in this particular case, this is a paper from the CDC. It's proposing that physically isolating high-risk individuals, including the elderly and those with serious underlying medical conditions, and it provides three levels of confinement called the shielding approach. Isn't that a nice name? The shielding approach. The three quarantine models include high-risk individuals remaining with their family but isolated within a separate room inside the household. The second model is the neighborhood level that swaps out homes so that high-risk people can be isolated within a small group of households. Well, isn't that nice? If you didn't know your neighbor or you knew enough about him you didn't like him, you may find him sitting in your living room. And finally, the camp sector level that houses up to 50 high-risk people in school or community buildings. The CDC claims the purpose of the campus, or camps, is to prevent overwhelming medical facilities and to avoid lockdowns of the general population by protecting vulnerable people. However, housing a bunch of sick people together has already proven to increase death rates, as was reported when people diagnosed with COVID-19 were moved to nursing homes among the population of vulnerable people. Yeah. That's what we want to do. Comorbidities, let's throw somebody in there that's got a flu. The timeline to terminate the program depends on sufficient hospital capacity, vaccines, or if and when the so-called pandemic subsides. And that's from G. Edward Griffin, by the way. That was his commentary about this story that was put together by J.W. Williams. Now, he writes, the CDC document titled Interim Operational Considerations for Implementation, the Shielding Approach to Prevent COVID-19. Infections in Humanitarian Settings. That's the whole title, minus the breath. That was published in July of 2020. Discussing, that's a slip, but I really meant it. Discussing the shielding approach to quarantine high-risk individuals that include other adults and the people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. By the way, in a few minutes, I'll get to those numbers. Even the CDC admits that they're cockeyed. Innocent people who, and symptom-free, could be ripped away from their families and loved ones, put on lockdown and lose their freedom, their job, they don't care. The CDC admits that the effectiveness of preventing infection using the shielding approach, a euphemism for strict mass quarantines, has never been documented. And the CDC claims that the shielding approach is intended to alleviate stress on the healthcare system. We'll get into that as well in this program today. There is no stress on the healthcare system. They keep telling you that, oh, well, the reason why we're doing these lockdowns and everything else, and well, it's the capacity at the hospitals. They're reaching the danger point. It is a freaking lie. Have you ever seen them show you any video of these hospitals and health facilities that are just so overwhelmed? We saw them before. What a play act that came out of New York. I guess that's appropriate. You want to put on a play? Hey, get a producer from New York, like the governor. Remember, folks, we were told they were building these triage hospitals outside the hospitals because they were, my God, they were getting ready for just to be inundated. It never happened, and they lied. Oh, we've got refrigerator trucks for the dead bodies. Because we're not going to be able to burn them or bury them fast enough. Did we ever use them? Of course we didn't. Why? Because it was a lie. That's why. And this perception. You citizen journalists, that's right. You got an iPhone, something of that effect. Go out there and record this stuff. And how we caught New York City doing this, they're running news stories. Oh, the panic is on. The panic is on. My God, here comes coronavirus. We're all going to die. And then they went into this play or this production. And all the news media, all the local, well, they're all covering it. Now, my God, it's going to be hellacious. So we're taking these measures. And they were showing you the triage and all the suited up people that looked like they were going to go into a nuclear reactor rather than dealing with somebody that's got the flu. Well, people with their recording devices, the following day after those stories, that propaganda hit the people of New York City, the citizens went out there and recorded and busted them flat lying. They're still doing it. Let's take the break. We'll be back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
To the phones we go, Ray in Cleveland. Hello, Ray.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. You're coming in really good. I'm calling you from Illinois, John.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how did I end up with Cleveland?
Because, John, I used to call you in a big truck where I had a trailer and pull to the side and say, Ray from Cleveland.
Okay, then. All right. That clears that up.
I used to be a guy that sent you a lot of money, and then I told you I'm only sending you $25. I sent you $25. So maybe you can get a few other callers to put their $25 in instead of 25 cents, so that way you'll keep your radio station alive.
Well, actually, I had somebody that sent me their opinion donation, and they sent me a check for a penny one day.
That's horrible. Not even funny.
Well, you know, you got to appreciate the effort the person put into it, at least, you know.
John, I want to put a shout out to your man there in Missouri, Dome Dan.
Yes.
On site.
Yes.
Well, no one's heard me talk to you in a while, but anyway, I feel kind of low and dirty because I haven't been able to send you a big check. I want to state something. I hate doing this to you. You don't want to hear what's going on. But before I knew of Vincent Vanelli, I never heard of you. But for whatever reason, I listened to Alex Jones today, and today he fired, and he said it with his own lips, a guy that I thought was pretty decent, the fellow from North Carolina.
Did you call into Rivero's?
No.
Okay, somebody else did, and I'd heard that. And ironically,
I was just going to say,
ironically, I've known Alex Jones for a number of years. I know the personality hires, the ones that he fires. And generally speaking, the ones that he fires are the people that are not going to go along 100% in totality with the totalitarian camp known as Camp Jones. And David Knight, Knight, in my opinion, was kind of the elder statesman and the level-headed one around there. And I enjoyed, and I would, from time to time, I would watch his video presentations. I thought the man was pretty damn good. But if you're starting to present a challenge, you're not around too long.
Well, anyway, to all the listeners, I've been listening to Alex Jones for a long, long, long time. Then a man from Missouri had invited you on, John. Then I found out you set up RBM, blah, blah, blah. So Alex today fires a guy, and then it's almost comical, but I got to do this. I got to prevent from getting angry because it is comical. He fired a man that was, you know, when I look at it, say someone left Alex, came aboard with you, or whatever the person does. The thing about if you had a slot, David Knight, if he followed before or after you, that's how I stay with RBN, because I actually do stay with your network.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Ray, I had heard that on Rivero's show. I made a few phone calls, and there are people that are going to reach out and touch Mr. Knight. Ahead of you.
No, you never ahead of me, but I got to catch up with some money. I've been listening to a lot of your talkers, and there are a lot of men who call, and I'm clapping my hands. Here, I'm clapping. I drive every vehicle you can imagine except a trailer attached. I go all 48 states. I take a rental car, literally go in the woods. So on election night, here's my excuse for not voting for Trump, and I'm going to let you go. The week before I went into Cleveland, I took a lady. She and I have been going death row for the last 13 years, and yes, there is a place in Ohio called death row. And she and I, whatever we do, I just help her along, and I say, what are you doing putting that in a ballot box? So we went into downtown Cleveland. I said, this is it. There was at least 3,000 to 4,000 people on a Saturday, John. What were those 3,000 to 4,000 people standing in line? Bloodsuckers. Nothing to do with what I'm out here trying to do, like people that donate to you, John, that are working, trying to maintain sanity.
Right.
Anyways, the person came up to the window, took the ballot, and, well, what can I say? I didn't vote. But if I did vote, John, if I did literally vote, which I did 4 years ago, I actually had the UN oversight there in Cleveland, Ohio, Cleveland Heights, to be precise. That's where Margaret Fudge is. Margaret Fudge is a light-skinned black lady that replaced Margaret. Her name was Tubbs. Tubbs was the woman that put James Traficant on trial, took him out of Youngstown, put him into downtown Cleveland in the year 2000 when I started truck driving. I couldn't find James Traficant. And yesterday when I listened to your show, your guest made a statement about, I'm trying to think, someone in Congress, because James Traficant literally explained how our country went into debt. James Traficant, God bless his soul, but I watched him on C-SPAN year 2000 before he went on trial. He was taken out of Youngstown, put into Cleveland, then he was sent to federal prison. But he was the man that gave the insight of how our, quote, government went bankrupt, the corporation, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, John, where was I on election night? I went into a place called the Grand Tetons. When I was going there, I happened to come across a very large mule deer. I hit him in a rental car. It was in a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to cut down on the color commentary and get to the point.
All right, John. Hey, right. I sent my $25, so I want to keep you alive, John.
Well, I appreciate that, but are you inferring that that's a bribe? If so, you got to double that. No, I'm just teasing, Ray.
Well,
Ray, we're eating up a lot of time, Ray. Go.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes, yes.
All right.
All right, John. Take care.
All right, man. I appreciate it. But you didn't give me the reason why I didn't vote for Trump. That's where I was wanted him to go, and he jumped off the truck before he got there. V from the Red Pill Hardcore. Hello, V.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Fair to Midland, mostly good. How do you fare, sir?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
In these dark times, I'm quite all right. But I can sit here in my little ivory tower, but, you know, V, a lot of people don't have that same, you know, ability, that same privilege. But I do want to remind people out there not to be taking the vaccine. Want to know why?
I have a funny feeling you being a host on this network, you're going to tell me why.
Okay, so this is part where we go, okay, B, why? Okay, well, let's see here. I want to alert everybody to the Antichrist, okay? His name is Bill Gates. Yes, Bill Gates, the same man who owns all these computers, which means he owns half of the governments on the planet, okay? Even NASA used 3.1. Now, this man is backing the geoengineering.
Right.
Yes, these planes that fly all around the globe and spray the nano-aluminum, nano-barium, nano-everything else into the sky that falls on us and that we breathe in.
Right.
It breaks the blood-brain barrier when we breathe in, right?
Well, okay. you need to add a little bit something else to really accelerate that contamination to your brain and penetrate that blood-brain barrier, and that would be frequencies like maybe 5G.
Oh, no. We're not there yet. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So we have that. We also have the fluoride in the water. Okay, that's great. Yeah, calcifies our pineal glands. Who needs that? Yeah, it only turns into this calcified crystal in the middle of our skulls. Yeah, who needs that, right? And so, anyhow, we've got Intech, this company named Intech. They're not even hiding the fact they're a nano material making company, which, of course, you know, goes along with the scenario of the nano aluminum, but it's also being put into the vaccines, right? And so, here we have, yet again, Bill Gates funding the vaccine program. Okay. Oh, well, that's just a coincidence, right? Because there's no way in the hell he has had his hand in COVID-19, which is spliced with HIV. What? What's that you say? No. Hey, the process in which COVID-19 was made, it was made in a manner of it being programmable. Come on. Are you going to tell me that Bill Gates had his hand in being able to program a virus? No. That's science fiction. Oh, come on. You're going too far with this. No, I'm not going too far with this. This man has one-handedly come up with the New World Order global takeover.
Well,
they're about to be programmed.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
No,
I know you know what's going on.
Yeah, but I don't. Okay. Yeah, just continue. It's okay, V. Just go ahead.
Okay. So we have this nano biological material injected into us. Now, I did a documentary about 2 years ago. Oh, am I a prophet? No, I just seen this stuff coming. I did a documentary 2 years ago called The Trans Matrix. Now, where you have all this nano material in you, all this biogenetic material from other animals, okay? And you add something called millimeter wave frequency to that, you gain the ability to edit genomes, edit genetic information.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a giant CRISPR dome. Our planet has been turned into a giant CRISPR chamber. And for those of you who are not aware of CRISPR, CRISPR is just what I said. It's a gene editing process. Anybody can go look up right now.
V, I'm going to ask you to speed this up a little bit, okay? I've got callers waiting.
Okay.
I was in the middle of a story, okay, and somebody took me down another rabbit hole, and I'm getting a little antsy because I'm getting behind in the program.
Okay. Well, I'm about done. So CRISPR is the gene editing program that scientists and governments are getting into today.
Mm-hmm.
You can call up CRISPR right now and say, hey, I want to have a baby. I want with blue eyes, blonde hair, 6 foot tall, and really, really smart.
And they can genetically genetically engineer that baby for you?
They can. You got,
mm-hmm,
enough money.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in the giant CRISPR dome where those of us who will go along with the program, we'll be engineers, we'll be dumb, we'll be slaves. Those of us who won't go along with the program, well, they'll shorten our lifespans. They'll give us diseases. They'll kill us off. Get ready, people. It's coming.
Well, they're going to have from what I'm seeing right now, they're going to have a little problem with that. Now, we've already seen how they're going to approach this, and I'm right in the middle of this CDC story, which I'm desperately trying to finish so people understand what these people's mindset is and how far they're willing to go. But we've already seen indication that you won't be able to fly on an airplane. You won't be able to work. Employers are going to demand that you get the vaccine. You're not going to be able to go shopping unless you show your little, you know, and it goes on and on and on. You know, they plan on doing this, but they're going to have a problem here. Because I'm the way I'm seeing it right now, V, more than half of the people in this country are not going to take this stupid vaccine, even though their exposure to the information about how these things are having adverse effect on people, you know, forget the trials, forget the animal testing, we're just going to go ahead and approve, we're going to manufacture, we're going to get it out there, and, you know, you're going to do this because it's your duty and obligation of being a good American citizen. And you're threatening the other people by not doing this. So we're kind of not going to call this mandatory, but we're going to box you into a corner that you're not going to be able to fart unless you have our permission.
Right.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right, man.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to call in and let everybody know what's going on.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And V, while you're here, where's your plug for your show?
Oh, yes. I am the host of the Red Pill Hardcore radio show. I'm on at 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And you can call into the show and chat with me as well. I have a two-hour block.
There you
from,
go.
From 10 p.m. till 12.
There you go. Central Standard Time. Say hello to Poland for me, V.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, man. Kelly in Austin. Kelly?
Hey there, John.
Hey there.
I just caught the news about David Knight today. You know, Alex Jones has no loyalty to anybody on his staff. He stabbed recently Millie Weaver in the back. Now he's done this to David Knight. And he's done that to others as well. Recently he brought in a lady from California, Deanna Lorraine. She's gone already. It's just, because one thing, you can always count on Jones to stab somebody in the back. Now,
part of the problem is, Kelly, that Jones is an absolute control freak, which is, you know, which is not juxtaposed against this network and how we handle stuff is 180 degrees out.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I've listened to InfoWars for years, not religiously, but I listened. And I always enjoyed David Knight. I thought David Knight was probably the sanest, most articulate, and best informed member of that staff.
It was Alex Jones, if he ever grew up.
Good Lord, Alex Jones. Alex Jones is a ranting lunatic.
Well, he thinks that's good theater. He thinks that's good theater and a good motivator.
I'll just walk away when he starts that stuff. Like I can listen to Old Troyer.
Okay, but I don't know why you show up there in the first place. Well, you know, do you like self abuse?
I get bored.
Oh,
I
see. Well, I can give you a range of stuff to kill your boredom, and it ain't listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I think you're right, but I think Jones is probably going to alienate a lot of his audience because they did like.
He's done that over and over and over again, my friend. Kelly, I got to run. Mm-hmm. I got a break. Thanks for your call.
Certainly.
All right.
No reason to get excited.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
By the way, and thank you, Ken from New York. You just made a $400 donation. And a lot of you out there are voting for this network with your dollars. And we have a number of people that they donate $15, $20, $25 a month, and we greatly appreciate that. And donations have dropped off somewhat because we are aware of the economic condition, the condition we find our condition in. And other people have taken up the slack through no urging of me on this network. They've been coughing up $200, $300, $400, $500. Julie, that does the donation log here, she's saying we're getting donations from people that had never donated before. And she chirped that, well, maybe they figure they're behind and they'll catch up. For whatever the reason, we appreciate that. And I haven't been, you know, we have T-shirts, Republic Broadcasting T-shirts made once again for donations, but we're not going to fire this up until well after Christmas. We understand the reason for the season, but we also understand that you may be under financial stress. You've been stressed to the max. So that's my reasoning for not doing the pledge drive until after Christmas. At any rate, I thank you for your continued support and your donations. Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa.
Hi there. You're always worth the wait to speak with. Did I discuss with you taxing and snapping yet, or is that something that you want to discuss tonight, or did you want me to call back another night? Or
I don't know already... Melissa, I don't know what you just said. Yes. Tax and what?
Taxing, being taxed and snapping. Have we discussed that?
Snapping.
You recall that?
Okay, I don't.
Snapping.
Snapping? Like, is in a rubber band,
yes.
Snapping?
Sure.
Okay. If you got a mini version of it, go ahead.
Well, I can call you back another night to discuss it, because I think that in order to give it the time that it deserves, we shouldn't crunch
well,
it.
Well, okay, do me a favor, Melissa. This would be advantageous for both of us. Do you have email?
It takes me a while to crank it up. What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting you outline what you want to talk about. Give me a heads up so I can look at it and do my own stuff, and one of these days call in about it. JohnStatMiller@hotmail.com.
Okay. Well, is there a time that I should call in that I could
no.
be given? I'm not complaining, but is there a time that I can call in that I'd be given as much time as somebody else had? Because I mean, if I were to have begun this, 15
well, it did, okay,
ago,
Melissa.
We
that okay. That's
I'm not to, complaining.
Okay, but Melissa, that's up to the discretion of the host. What you may have be an absolute gold mine, or I might look at it and it's not high on my priority list. That's why I'm suggesting to you that you send it over, the synopsis of what you're saying, in an email to me, and I will email you back. How's that?
Yeah, I get that. Does that mean that we're not going to discuss it tonight?
That means exactly that, yes.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank
Bye.
You, ma'am. Appreciate it.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.